Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, April 11th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. I want you to check out American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net, but I hope you will also subscribe to American Free Press. You can subscribe to it online and get everything that's in the print edition of this paper every week online. Or you can, of course, subscribe to the print edition of the newspaper. And frankly, I prefer a print edition of any newspaper or publication myself, but that's my peculiar interest. Well, if you did not hear last night's broadcast, folks, I would strongly suggest that you check it out on the archives here at republicbroadcasting.org. My feeling was, and if I didn't express it last night, I was certainly thinking it, my feeling that that may have been perhaps the most important broadcast from my desk in the 3 years that I've been broadcasting. I got it. Is it that long? I guess it is 3 years, something like that, that I've been doing broadcasts here at republicbroadcasting.org. And I got a call from Mark Glenn today, whom many of you, of course, are very familiar with if you're a regular listener to this show, or if you listen to his show with Phil Turney, the Liberty Hour, or if you even listen to Hashem Talawi's program, where Mark is a regular, Current Issues. Talked to Mark this afternoon, and he said that in his opinion, last night's broadcast here was the most important one I've ever done. The guest, of course, was former Army Special Forces Captain Joe Cortina. And as I told you last night, and I'll tell you again right now, he has a very interesting website where his writings appear regularly. It's mynameisjoecortina.wordpress.com. And that last name, Cortina, is spelled C-O-R-T-I-N-A. mynameisjoecortina.wordpress.com. You know, I tell you, we had a caller who called in last night. We had a lot of good callers last night. Rita from Texas, among them. But there was a former Army Staff Sergeant who called in, and that's how he identified himself to my producer. And, you know, I really was wondering what we were going to get. I was kind of about half expecting someone to come on and say, well, I'm in the U.S. Army, or I'm formerly the U.S. Army, and I disagree with what Captain Joe Cortina has to say. But you know what? That former Army Staff Sergeant called in to say that he agreed with everything that Captain Cortina had to say. And I think probably most of our listeners did. Our listeners here at this network are patriotic Americans, but we understand that what our military leaders and the troops on the ground are ordered to do by our civilian regime in Washington, the things that they are ordered to do are not always patriotic. And that is not a criticism of the military. So anybody out there who thinks it is not listening carefully. And if there is anybody who disagrees with what Joe Cortina and Staff Sergeant Gamble had to say last night, I'd like to hear from you here tonight. This is an open forum. I've actually foolishly turned this program over to some of my worst critics and let them go on and on. Just to demonstrate the fact this is an open forum. Maybe I've made a mistake doing that sometimes, but I've done it nonetheless. You know, I said last night, and I've said it other times too, it's one thing for me to criticize the actions of the U.S. government in terms of what it's doing militarily, but I tell you what, it really means something when you hear from someone like Joe Cortina, who knows what it's all about. And he laid it on the line, and he did it well. All right, we're going to a break. When we come back, some commentary on items various and sundry, then we'll get some callers up. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. using the same principle. Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Quite a number of little items here in the media that I wanted to talk about briefly. Much of it is repetitive because, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Well, the Jewish Telegraph Agency is bellyaching about Pope Benedict. You know, he's coming here to the United States, and Abe Foxman at Hookworm Central, also known as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, is still crying and moaning about the Pope reviving an ancient prayer for the conversion of the Jews. Now, this is very interesting because we are constantly told by the Jews, and when I say by the Jews, I don't mean every single Jew, ladies and gentlemen, so don't get your knots in a knicker. I'm talking about the professional Jewish organizations, these powerful units, various and sundry, that play a major part in shaping American and world affairs. They are constantly complaining about people criticizing the Jewish people and criticizing the Jewish religion, and yet in the same breath, they are the first to criticize the Pope and the Catholic Church, and not just the Catholic Church, ladies and gentlemen, but the United Methodist Church, the Episcopal Church. They're always complaining, and they are still complaining about the Pope. I'm sure he is going to get an earful when he gets to New York and meets with the Jewish leaders there. The Pope is going to get an earful, and if he's not now anti-Semitic, he probably will be by the time he's done dealing with these people. Well, the U.S. government has more or less made it official that criticism of Israel can be and often is anti-Semitic. Listen to this. The distinguishing feature of the new anti-Semitism is criticism of Zionism or Israeli policy that, whether intentionally or unintentionally, has the effect of promoting prejudice against all Jews by demonizing Israel and Israelis, and yet and attributing Israel's perceived faults to its Jewish character. Well, that's a direct quote, ladies and gentlemen, and as the Washington Jewish Week points out, those statements don't come from the Anti-Defamation League, an editorial in a Jewish or Israeli newspaper, or for that matter, from any Jewish source at all. They come, rather, the Washington Jewish Week points out, from a new U.S. State Department study, Contemporary Global Anti-Semitism. Well, I would disagree that that material doesn't come from any Jewish source at all, because after all, that United States government report from the State Department was set in motion through Jewish pressure. And if you've read the report, which I have a copy of it floating around this morass that I call my office, if you read that report, it reflects in every way, shape, and form the Jewish and Zionist point of view. And in fact, as we well know, with the exception of a handful of forthright Jewish critics of Israel, for all intents and purposes, the Jewish community is as one with the demands and interests of Israel. So now we have our own tax dollars being used to put out a propaganda report, which is nothing less than an Israeli propaganda report that labels anyone who dares criticize Israel as anti-Semitic. Well, as you know, whenever I'm called anti-Semitic, I say, well, if that means that I'm a critic of Israel, then I'm proud to be called an anti-Semite. If that means being critical of the Jewish Talmud, which is one of the filthiest, most disgusting volumes, in this case, series of volumes anyone can find anywhere, well then, please, call me an anti-Semite. I'm not going to make any excuses otherwise. I've been called an anti-Semite so many times, it's really, I suppose, for me, a badge of honor. Well, I always talk about this hypocrisy and these double standards, and you know, I've talked about this before. Here we find that Maryland's General Assembly has appropriated more than $2 million in Maryland state taxes for local Jewish agencies. There's an old folks' home, the Hebrew Home, which is getting all sorts of benefits. The Charles E. Smith Life Communities, which runs the home, Charles E. Smith was a wealthy Jewish developer here in the Washington area, that nursing home is getting reimbursement from the state for providing kosher food to the people who live there. The Jewish Foundation for Group Homes received $250,000. I mean, it goes on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen. But you know, it's not just happening in Maryland, as I pointed out. I just happen to be reading from the Washington Jewish Week newspaper, which reports on the Washington metropolitan area. It's happening all over the United States. And you know, I've always heard, ever since I was a little bitty boy, that we have separation of church and state in this country, for better or for worse. We're told we have separation of church and state, but we obviously don't have separation of synagogue and state. Special privileges, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Charles Krauthammer, this psychiatrist who suddenly decided he was going to be a commentator, he's one of the hardline Jewish commentators we see all too often in the mass media. He has a piece in the Washington Post today entitled "The Holocaust Declaration." And basically what he is saying is that the United States says that any attack on Israel by Iran should be considered an attack on the United States. He doesn't go into the details as to whether or not that attack on Israel by Iran has to be preceded by an attack by, or I should say, an attack by Iran on Israel should be preceded. Let me start over again. He's talking about an attack on Iran by, an attack on Israel by Iran. But what he doesn't specify is that if Israel attacks Iran first, whether that should also be considered an attack on the United States if the Iranians, as anyone would do, would retaliate in their own national defense. He says that the United States should declare, as a beacon of tolerance and as leader of the free world, the United States will not permit a second Holocaust to be perpetrated upon the Jewish people. Ah, this hypocrite. He points out that for the first time since the time of Jesus, Israel, known as Judea at the time, is the home of the world's largest Jewish community. This is a guy who follows the teachings of the Talmud, which says that Jesus Christ is the illegitimate son of a Roman soldier, and that his mother, pardon my French, ladies and gentlemen, said his mother is a whore. Now, don't take my word on it. Check out the Talmud Unmasked, which you can find anywhere, practically, on the Internet. It's been posted in different places up there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even like to quote the Talmud, but it's necessary to quote the Talmud. And I wish there was some Christian supporter of Israel out there who would call in and explain to me why they support a country that is based upon these hellish teachings in this volume known as the Talmud. Well, I had a bit of a laugh here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we have a newly elected governor in Louisiana, Bobby Jindal. He's an Indian American, and he was elected as Mr. Ethics. Well, it now turns out Mr. Jindal, who pushed for tougher ethics laws, just admitted yesterday that his gubernatorial campaign violated state ethics laws, and now he has to pay a $2,000 500 ethics fine. Oh, I shouldn't laugh. Well, speaking of ethics, there's some question about Senator John McCain having a number of advisors and fundraisers who are involved with lobbying firms that have been doing work for foreign governments such as Mexico and, well, that was Colombia, among others. Now, you know, this goes to show you, this article about this appears in the Washington Times, and yet the Washington Times finds nothing unethical about the fact that many of John McCain's other advisors are people who are known to have close ties to the Israeli lobby and to Israeli interests. One of his top advisors is this guy, Robert Kagan, who, along with the other members of his family, has been a key supporter of the Zionist cause in official Washington and in the media and in academia. And, you know, this is commonplace. You know, in other words, you know, no other foreign government is allowed to have any influence in Washington. I'm not advocating that any foreign government have any influence in Washington. But it seems like the only foreign government that is allowed to have undue influence in Washington is the Israeli lobby. And, of course, we're told that, well, the Israeli lobby really doesn't have that much influence in Washington. All those politicians that get money from Israeli lobby-connected political action committees, they would support Israel anyway because, well, the Jews are God's chosen people, and Israel was born in the ashes of the Holocaust, and Israel's the only democracy in the Middle East, and, oh, the list goes on and on. What am I talking about, ladies and gentlemen? Hypocrisy, chutzpah, double standards, corruption. All together, they spell Israel. Stay tuned.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Interesting article in the Washington Post today. You know, while Barack Obama has been playing up this idea that much of his money is coming from grassroots supporters, and much of it is. However, this is interesting, that five billionaires, along with 74 other people, have tapped their personal networks to raise at least $200,000 each for Barack Obama. Post reports that they have helped the Obama campaign recruit more than 27,000 donors to write checks for $2,300, the maximum allowed. So basically what you have here, ladies and gentlemen, is you have very, very rich people who have other wealthy people in their circles, and those wealthy people get on the phone and get other people to write maximum contribution checks of $2,300. What's interesting is that you find among Obama's backers such big names as Steven Spielberg, the billionaire Hollywood producer, the billionaire Pritzker family of Obama's hometown of Chicago, and also the Crown family of Chicago. The Crown family, the family dynasty founded by Henry Crown, goes back to old organized crime elements in Chicago. No, I'm not talking about quote-unquote the mafia. I'm talking about Jewish organized crime interests. Later in the 1950s, the Crown family got a holding, controlling interest in General Dynamics, the big defense contractor. And in fact, as I pointed out on this show, at least according to one of my sources who knew, I should say, something about this. I haven't been in touch with him in years. You know, we often hear about the military-industrial complex, but what we don't hear about is the fact that while there are these big names like Boeing, McDonnell Douglas, and, of course, General Dynamics, which is owned by the Crown family, many of the subcontractors in the military-industrial complex and the subcontractors are actually smaller firms, many of which are owned by Jewish interests. And, in fact, many of these subcontractors in the defense industry emerged from the black market during World War II. In fact, one major black marketeer during World War II was a gentleman by the name of Morris Dallitz, who later rose to prominence as a big Jewish casino tycoon in Las Vegas, a key partner of Meyer Lansky's organized crime syndicate. So while it all sounds good that Barack Obama is claiming to have grassroots support, let's face it, folks, he was built up into the position where he is today by these powerful Jewish interests. Not just Jewish interests, but these have been key forces behind his campaign. And I think that all demonstrates what I was telling you a long, long time ago, that one of the reasons why they built up Barack Obama was because they wanted to knock down Hillary Clinton. Well, now I think it might be safe to say that they are between Barack and a hard place, so to speak. I do think, in the end, all of the real key Jewish money is going to shift over to John McCain. And that money that doesn't shift over to him, a lot of other Jewish money that might have gone for a Democratic candidate will just simply stay in the bank. John McCain is the golden boy of the Rothschild Empire. John McCain is the candidate of the New World Order. John McCain is the man who is going to continue the war in Iraq that President Bush is so committed to remaining involved in. John McCain may well be the one who leads us to war against Iran if George Bush doesn't get what he wants and have the honor of pressing the button that sets that war off. We really don't have much of a choice, ladies and gentlemen, in terms of voting in this country. We have Bob Barr running for the Libertarian Party presidential nomination, and we do have former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, who did, in fact, call for an investigation, a new investigation into the attack on the USS Liberty. She's running for the Green Party nomination. I don't think either of these candidates has a chance whatsoever at winning the presidency, but at least if we do choose to go out and vote, we can vote for somebody other than John McCain or whomever the Democratic Party nominates. And I'm still not convinced that it is going to be Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, but that's another question for another time. Well, former President Jimmy Carter, who looks better all the time, is going to meet with Hamas. He's going to meet with the leader of Hamas when he travels to the Middle East. And, you know, despite all the crying and complaining about that, what people haven't noticed, what people haven't mentioned, is that he's going to be accompanied on his trip by former Congressman Stephen Solars of New York. A lot of people have probably forgotten about him, but in his heyday, he was one of Israel's leading advocates in the entire Congress. So apparently there are even a few hotshot Jewish leaders like Solars who think maybe it's a good time to face the music and face the fact that Hamas does, in fact, represent a substantial part of the Palestinian people. All right, we're going to the break. When we come back, we will go to the phones. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. This is Mike Piper.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I want to tell you about one of our sponsors here at RBN. It's Heart and Body Extract. If you're not in good health, Heart and Body Extract can help you out. It supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, and this is a real plus, it's all natural. I'm going to give you their toll-free 866 number in a second. But you can check them out on the internet at hbextract.com, just like it sounds, HB as in heart and body, hbextract.com, or call them toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Tell them you heard about them right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. One other point I want to make before I go to the call, something that has crossed my mind in the last several days while talking about it here on the program, as I talk about it frequently, and in a telephone conversation I had with somebody who called American Free Press the other day when I happened to be in the office, and that is this subject of the United Nations. You know, the United Nations was founded after World War II, and almost immediately and up until this day, there are many good patriots, and they are good patriots. I'm not questioning their integrity. I'm not questioning their intent. I'm not questioning their sanity. I'm not questioning their thought process. But these good patriots have been convinced, as I was convinced up until some years ago, that the United Nations was designed to be the vehicle upon which the framework of the New World Order would be established. But you know, I don't know if it ever really clicked in my mind till just the other day, but You know, folks, here's what I think the United Nations was really all about. It was deliberately set up as a paper tiger. No, better yet, it was set up as a straw man. While the billionaire forces behind the New World Order, the Rothschild family and their international syndicate, and I use that term syndicate as in an organized crime syndicate, their international syndicate in the United States and in the countries of Europe, and certainly especially here in the United States, were pushing further and further to grab absolute control in this country through their control of the media, through their control of the banks. They were convincing good American patriots to look in the wrong direction. This is what they did, ladies and gentlemen. They set up the United Nations to convince patriots to look in that direction and say, oh my God, the United Nations, that's the New World Order. They're the people we've got to fight. We've got to fight the United Nations. The United Nations is communist. The United Nations is internationalist. The United Nations is this. The United Nations is that. But what they have been doing, ladies and gentlemen, is misleading patriots. And unfortunately now, many good patriots are supporting the New World Order by supporting the policies of the United States, which is being used to set in place the very New World Order that they oppose. Think about it, folks. Think about it, folks. That should have been so obvious to us all so long ago. But sometimes we've allowed ourselves to become carried away by our own rhetoric. There were a few good patriots, or I should say a few more discerning patriots, who recognized a long time ago that the New World Order forces were operating out of the centers of financial power in New York and London. They recognized what it was all about, but they were lone voices. So remember, folks, don't worry about the United Nations. It is a paper tiger. It's a straw man, mixing metaphors here. It was designed to fool you. It was set up to mislead you, to misdirect your attention. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. I know there's a lot of people out there who are hearing that right now and gnashing their teeth and saying, boy, that Mike Piper is a propagandist for the United Nations. No, Mike Piper is a propagandist for nationalism, for all nations to have their sovereignty, including our own nation. And the people who are working most assiduously to take away our national sovereignty are wrapping themselves in the American flag to do it. And they have this corrupt little tin pot tyrant named George W. Bush, this little punk in the White House, doing their bidding. All right, end of lecture. Let's go to the phones. Let's get a lecture from Jim in Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Jim?
Well, I had to cringe again tonight because every time you bring up Charles Krauthammer, I cringe. Handsome dude that he is, okay? And nobody ever accused him of taking sides on any issue. It's straight down the middle with Charles Krauthammer.
Hey, he won a Pulitzer Prize, Jim. He must be somebody good.
Yeah, absolutely. And so did Walter Durrani when he went to Russia in 1930s, and he wrote about how wonderful Uncle Joe was, got him a Pulitzer Prize. Everything he said was a lie, but that makes no difference. He got him a Pulitzer Prize.
It just goes to show you how they reward those who say the right things as far as they're concerned.
I'm dreading the day when I hear that Mike Piper was awarded a Pulitzer Prize.
Well, you could, if you dread too much on that, Jim, you might weaken your heart and you might need heart and body extract.
Mike, I could live like Methuselah and I wouldn't live long enough to see you awarded Pulitzer Prize.
You know,
and I'm only 67 years old, so.
And just for those who are
interested, 80 years or something like that to go.
Jim, I have to pay you a compliment live here on international radio. I met you out in California, and you look like you're about 47. So I have this feeling you might be around for a long, 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 long time.
You think Charles Krauthammer would echo that sentiment?
Well, he'd probably like to push you down an elevator shaft.
At the least. But anyhow, it was a, I always listen to your shows, and last night I didn't call in because I wanted to hear every word that Joe Cortina had to say because he's one of my heroes.
He's a good man.
He's a very good man. He's one of my few heroes, and I don't have many. You and Charles Krauthammer are about the only ones I have. But anyhow, Joe, he's an older fellow like myself, okay, and he gets... He sees things closing in, and you have to say what you think, and you got to be more vitriolic, so to speak, as you get older because you don't have much time left, you know. How many people out there are willing to listen? So you have to make it more and more adamant, so to speak, which is why I don't think I'm on the favored guest list of the ADL or the JDL or the ACLU or any of those people. I could be on their list, but I've never gotten any invites yet. But.
That's right, yeah. No, you know, this is what I say. This is the thing about Joe. It's that not he says what he says so effectively, but what's important about what he says is that it's coming from someone who's been there and done that, as I said last night on the show. This is a guy who knows whereof he speaks. He didn't get his opinions out of books. He didn't get his opinions watching television. He's been on the ground in Palestine working side by side with the Israelis. And you know, his passion comes through. That's why I really have enjoyed having him on this show.
Yeah, and I wish you'd had him on a lot sooner, and I wish you'd have Professor Ray Goodwin on occasionally. You promised several months ago.
I was thinking about Ray today. I got to get him on this show. You're absolutely right.
You promised several months ago you would, but
I promised a year ago that I'd have him on the show.
Typical Abe Foxman type promise that you made. You know, you didn't do it, so therefore I'm very suspicious of you, so to speak.
Yeah, I am a gatekeeper. You're right about that.
Hey, I always remember this stuff, Mike, because
well,
I listen to your shows
well,
overnight.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. You know what? If Ray's listening in, he's got an invitation to come on next week. How's that sound? Otherwise,
like
I'll send him an email.
There's so few heroes I have, so I must insist that you have a few of them on occasionally.
Well, we're going to do that. We are going to do that.
So, anyhow, I'll let you go because I
all right, Jim, good talking
all
to
your
you.
Time, Mike. So.
Glad you enjoyed that show last night. I sure did, too, and I know a lot of other people did.
Hey, I was looking forward to it when you announced the night before you were going to have him on. I couldn't wait to have him on.
Well, it was well worth the wait.
Heroes.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go a little bit north, actually pretty far north to Chicago. We have Steve in Chicago. Steve, come on up.
Yes, I want to keep you advised of what's going on with this Resco trial.
Please do. I'm curious. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, he's got a street crew out here of gangsters who are extortionists and giving bribes. Well, the thing that came to my attention, one of the guy's name is Stuart Levine. Are you familiar with him?
I just saw a piece about him the other day. Yes, that's interesting. Levine is not a Muslim name, by the way.
Right. And he's on the stand right now, and he testified that he and another associate, Weinstein, funded much of their philanthropy with stolen funds, including $620,000 to the Jewish United Fund. But it gets better, because I think this is in Washington, D.C. It says, after Levine had his phone wiretapped by the FBI, President Bush named him the United States Holocaust Memorial Council, the governing body of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum.
I didn't
and
know
then,
that.
Yeah. And here, it continues. Early in the trial, government lawyers entered a document into evidence that speaks volumes about the fake persona that Levine was able to craft for himself. It was a program for 2003 annual fundraising dinner for the Chicago chapter of the Friends of the Israel Defense Forces, and the honoree at the dinner was Levine. So I guess you could say he stole a pig and gave his feet back as charity, or because that's not kosher, how about he stole a cow and gave the tripe back as charity?
Well, I tell you what, he joins a long pantheon of respected Jewish fundraisers like Meyer Lansky, Morris Dalitz, other people of such outstanding character. Great philanthropists, leading supporters of Israel.
Okay, Mike, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks for the call, Steve. Good talking to you. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, what do you know about that? Are you surprised? All right, let's go a little bit west, or I guess a little bit east, to Indiana. We've got Cage aboard with us. Cage, come on up.
Hey, Mike, another great show, man.
All right.
I wanted to speak real quick on that Krauthammer, or whatever the hell his name is, on the Holocaust decoration. It was interesting because tonight on the McLaughlin Group, Pat Buchanan in his predictions segment there towards the end of the show said that America will be, in fact, bombing Iran before October.
I think that's a good guess.
Wow, kind of frightening there. But also I wanted to ask you, in regards to the Talmud, you know, there's a lot of things. I mean, there's a few things you've mentioned on your show. There's some others you haven't, like the fact that they actually refer to Jesus as Balab or Satan, if you will.
They refer to Jesus by a lot of names, actually. And if you look into the history of it, they admit that they have actually chosen these different names to fool the Christians who might get their hands on the Talmud.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Pharisees, they came up to him, and I don't know if it was Matthew, Mark, or Luke, or John, but they came up to him and they said, hey, look, you know, you must be Beelzebub because you're able to cast out these demons. So, yeah, they obviously have this thing. And I wanted to ask you, what is the difference, if you could maybe expound on this to some degree? I've heard there are differences between certain parts of the Talmud and, like, when the Babylonian conquest came in or whenever.
Okay, my understanding, and I am no historian of the Talmud, but my understanding is that there was an earlier Talmud called the Jerusalem Talmud, but during the period of the Jewish exile in Babylon, where the Jews very much flourished, during that period is when the Talmud that we hear about so often, and which is so often quoted by people who don't like the Talmud, that's where that Talmud emerged.
So are the modern
Jews they're actually
more into the Babylonian Talmudic ways, or...
Wait, I'm sorry, say that again?
Well, is the modern-day Jewish people, are they more akin to the Babylonian?
The Babylonian aspects? Talmud, exactly. In fact, I was just doing some reading on that while I was out of town, and a number of sources, including Jewish sources, assert that the modern day Jewish thinking is an extension of the Talmud, that it has extended throughout the centuries. So that's the Talmud that we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah,
so the Jerusalem
Talmud.
That's
a good question, and a lot of people are not aware of that difference. But yes, that is the case.
So is the Jerusalem Talmud maybe a little bit more normal?
You know, I can't really say because I've never frankly been conscious of having read anything cited from the Jerusalem Talmud. Most
right.
of the citations we see today, both in pro-Talmudic literature, so to speak, and in anti-Talmudic literature, focus on the Babylonian Talmud. In fact, this new book by this Professor Schaefer, professor of Jewish studies at Princeton, he focuses on the Babylonian Talmud precisely because that is the book of Jewish law and Jewish philosophy that guides the foundation of modern-day Jewish thinking. So that's the Talmud we're talking about.
Is that the more Pharisaic, if you will? Pharisees pretty much have
well,
a pretty big hand
I don't
in.
Know. I don't know. Now, see, again, I can't say affirmatively that would be the way to describe it, but for general purposes, I think it's safe to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the children of Abraham, that's for sure.
Well, that's right. Mm-hmm.
All righty, Mike. Hey, man, thanks a lot for the input.
All right, Cage, thanks for your call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving towards the break here, and I don't have any more callers lined up, so that means I'm stuck with filling in the last few minutes here. But we are going to the break momentarily. And when we come back, we will wrap it up. If there's anyone who wants to get in a last-minute call, you're free to call in here. It's 800-313-9443. Speak now or forever hold your peace. at least on Monday night anyway. All right, we are going to the break, folks. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org, and this is Michael Collins Piper, who is not a Talmudist, neither Babylonian nor Jerusalemic, so to speak. All right, folks, see you in a minute or so here. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have a couple callers, three callers lined up. We can only bring one of them up, of course, and we only have a couple minutes here. But I do want to let you know that Mark Dankoff is back on republicbroadcasting.org. You can listen to him Sunday mornings from 7 to 9. Mark Dankoff is back. Thank God another good voice returns to the air. Okay, well, we have time for one more for just a minute or two. We have Rick from Ohio. We're going to bring Rick up. Rick, how are you tonight?
Hey, Michael. Thank you for mentioning that about Mark Dankoff being back. That'll be
yeah, that's great news.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to ask, are you going to be at the rally in Washington on the 15th?
I'm going to try to get down there. There is going to be somebody from American Free Press there, Mark Anderson, and I'm going to try to get there. So if you're there, I'll probably see you.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get there. As soon as in a few minutes, I'm going to make my phone call to confirm my seat on a bus. People can check their local Ron Paul meetup group, or they can click on the banner at the homepage at the top in RBN. It says Freedom Rally April 15th. Click on that. It takes you right to freedomrally.org. Freedomrally.info, and that gives you all the information.
Yeah, I understand. They're hoping to get as many as 5,000, but they're going to be happy if they can get 2,000 or 3,000, and if anybody can make it to Washington.
Well,
I think it's well worth the effort.
If you look on the Ron Paul meetup groups, they're organizing buses and renting like 12 passenger vans from all over the place, it sounds like. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, well, this is enough notice for those people that can get away for a day or so, and I think it's well worth it, you know,
yeah.
just to remind the powers that be that there are people out there who are fed up with politics as usual.
Yeah, we've got to do something. This is a way to get out there, and you meet the other people that understand what's going on.
That's the important thing, because it's good for people to realize that they're not alone,
that's
you know,
right.
to see other people from all over the country who share their concerns. So.
Yes,
right, yeah, well, Rick, I hope to see you there.
I do, too. So, talk to you later.
All right, thanks for calling in, Rick, with that information. Yeah, folks, April 15th, you can get the information right on the website here at republicbroadcasting.org. All right, folks, well, we are wrapping up the hour here. I will urge you again to tune in Sunday mornings here on republicbroadcasting.org at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mark Dankoff returns to the air. That is good news. All right. Well, I will be seeing you all here Monday evening, God willing, folks. In the meantime, I will just wrap up this week by thanking all the good folks at Republic Broadcasting, John and Sandra Statmiller, all the producers that take your calls and keep this program and all the other programs on the network in operation. Yeah, it's hard to believe I've been doing this for 3 years now. Hard to believe, but it's become a habit. Some people would say a bad habit, but it's a dirty job, and somebody's got to do it. All right, have a good weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for more good listening here at republicbroadcasting.org. See you next week.